Well, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Things are different today. Okay? Just want you to know, we know they're different today. We invite you today into several parts of worship that we're going to enjoy together. You can see that in a few minutes we're going to be sharing the Lord's Supper. But in preparation, I want to talk to you about the next few weeks. Between now and Resurrection Sunday, there's going to be a concerted effort to share with you some things that are very, very important. You're going to hear from us in a unified way that's going to be different from maybe what you've heard from us before. And I'm not going to tell you everything right now because I'm not Dusty and I can't think circularly. Dusty goes around and comes back around. Me, I'm more of a straight line kind of guy. So what I want to share with you is this. In the time between now and Resurrection Sunday, you are going to be encouraged and challenged in your relationship with God and also in how you live this thing out in a way perhaps that we haven't done in quite a while. There's a battle going on, and we're going to be talking about engaging in that battle. So you can see the graphic behind me. There are going to be some things that are going to be shared that need to be received. So I encourage you not just to be here, but to be engaged. And when you have questions, you need to ask questions. And it's going to be going on at 9:30, and it's going to be going on at 11 o'clock. What we do is going to be entirely unified. Yeah, we've unified what we do in the daily devotion, and if you don't get that and you want that, put that on your card and we'll send that to you. We'll make sure we get an email. We send out an email every day that goes along with what we do at 11 o'clock. But what we do now is going to be seamless, 9:30, 11 o'clock, devotional, and then every other thing that we find ourselves doing. It's important. I can't say it any other way. This morning, we're going to begin with sharing the Lord's Supper, sharing communion. And I want to read the record of that night that comes from Luke's Gospel. Many times we'll start with Paul's accounting of what took place that night, but we felt like today it needed to be one of the Gospel accounts. So we're looking at Luke's account, chapter 22, verses 7 through 20. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. And Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared for the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." And after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." So Jesus took the bread that they were all sharing, and he transformed the Passover meal that was a reminder of what God had done in the past. And as he broke the bread, he turned it into something that was current and future. Because he said, my body is being broken for you. And then he took the cup and he blessed it, the cup of blessing. And when he did that, he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. They had no clue what was going to happen in the next few days. And as they saw all that happen, I just can't help but think how overwhelming it was for his disciples to see the spear going aside and to see him bleeding at the cross and realize that's what he was talking about when he picked up the cup and he blessed it. And he said it was for the shedding, the remission of their sins.
Chapter 11. Paul also read the story of the Lord's Supper. But he said, before you come to the table, let a man examine himself. Why are you here? What's heavy on your heart? Because it says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, come, let us reason together. It's what God and Isaiah talk about. Why are you here? What's heavy on your heart? What's God stirring on your heart this morning as we come to the table? Because as Rick just read to us, Jesus said, every time you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Remind yourself this morning of what Jesus did for you, what he's doing to you, and what he has stirred in your life into the future. Because this is not just a moment in time, it's the moment in time for you to commune with your Savior, with the very God of the universe. And I can't wrap my mind around that truthfully, but I know that he has said, seek me and know me, and I will be found. So this morning, if you're honest with yourself and you say, God, I want to know you, he's saying, I'll show up. So in just a moment, I'm going to pray for us. And this is going to be our ministry time. Rick and I are going to be up here. If you'd like to come pray with one of us, the altar will be open. Gary will be playing a little music in the background. But this is a time for you to say, praise be to God, I want more. We live in a time and a place where the world, the flesh, and the devil offers us more every single day. What have you partaken of this week? Have you partaken of the world, the flesh, and the devil? Or have you partaken of him and his presence? He did this for the relationship. Your motivation this morning should be for the relationship. When you come to the table, when you examine yourself, when you hear what God's stirring in your heart, ask yourself this question. Do I love the God of the universe more than I love anything else? Because if that answer can't come back a resounding yes, then you need to examine the why, the what for, and how God is working to change where that is the truth in your life. So examine yourself before Him this morning. The altar will be open. Rick and I will be here if you'd like to pray with us about something that's on your heart. Because remember, He did it for you, He's doing it to you, and He's going to continue to do things in your life. But it's not just for you. It's for Him, for His glory and His honor and His namesake. So I'm going to pray for us, and the altar will be open. Father, thank you that you're already working and moving. God, there are events today that are taking place right here amongst this body of Christ that you did know about. So, Lord, nothing has happened by accident. Lord, we're not given into coincidence. We're given into the sovereignty of God. And God, I'm praying that your hand will be heavy upon us today. But God, we would feel lifted up. Although your hand be upon us, that, Lord, you would lift us up. And that, Father, we will seek you honestly and openly. The Lord, we will allow you to examine us, the very depths, those cracks and crevices that we don't like for you to touch, that we don't want others to know about. Father, we give you permission for your glory and your honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray all this, Lord. Amen. The altar is open. Rick and I'll be here if you'd like to come pray with us for the next few moments.
Like we said earlier, Jesus took the bread and he broke it. He said, take, eat. This is my body broken for you, Charles. My body broken for you, Dane. my body broken for you, Bobby. He said, take the cup, drink all of it. It's my blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of many.
Rick, the body of Christ broken just for you. And the blood of Christ shed just for you.
The practice in our congregation is that if you are in Christ Jesus, you are welcome to the table. To share, because that's what we're going to be doing forever. Share with this relationship we have through the Holy Spirit, through the power of God. So as we move through, we come through, we practice by intention. We'll give you a piece of bread. Take that piece of bread and you dip it in the cup, and then you can eat it. There's going to be two stations you can come through, and we encourage you to come as you are led. If you have prayer cards, information, if you have offering, there's a basket in the back, and there's baskets up here. We're just going to give just a minute if you haven't already taken care of that. And if you would, please place them in one of the baskets. Well, as we close out this morning together, I want to encourage you to be praying about this time as we get closer to Resurrection Sunday and what it means. Not only that, I'll put this in the immortal words of Dusty Reynolds. Sick 'em. Let's pray and you'll be dismissed. Father, thank you for meeting with us. Lord, speak to us through the week. Show us the things that we need to see to be walking with you. Show us, Lord, the things that we need to avoid. Show us the places we need to go so that we will be a light in the darkness. In the name of Yeshua, our Savior, the one who has come to reflect the glory of the one true God. Let us be lights that reflect your love. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's go. Amen.